This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The final Democratic presidential debate of the year gets underway this hour, with seven candidates offering themselves to U.S. voters as an alternative in next year's election to President Donald Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg lead the field. Cal State Long Beach political science professor Jason Whitehead said he expects Senator Warren to be more aggressive towards her rivals.
We've seen this before a little bit, her basically making the case for a more progressive, a more left-wing vision.
The one-time Democratic field of more than two dozen candidates has shrunk, as several candidates have dropped out of the chase for the party's nomination. President Donald Trump said on Thursday he wants an immediate trial in the Senate after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not hand off impeachment to the Senate until she learned how Republicans would manage the proceeding. Writing on Twitter, Trump said, "I want an immediate trial." But as AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as real vindication. He will see that as a real sign that he can triumph over great adversity, over the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
This is VOA News. The United States began flying Mexican deportees to the interior of Mexico Thursday as the Trump administration seeks to further limit border crossings. The flight carrying Mexican deportees from Tucson, Arizona, landed in Guadalajara around midday. Mexico said it had requested the flights to keep deportees away from dangerous border cities, where a senior Department of Homeland Security official said the flights were in response to rising numbers of Mexican nationals arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Donald Trump has made clamping down on unlawful immigration, that is, a top priority of his three-year-old term in office and his looming 2020 re-election campaign. Protesters took to the streets of Lebanon on Thursday to demonstrate against the Hezbollah-backed newly named Prime Minister Hassan Diab. As Francesca Liner reports, demonstrators say that Diab is part of the same corrupt political system against which they've been rallying for months.
The country has been crippled by the worst economic crisis since the 1975 to 1990 civil war and has been in dire need of a new government since the then Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri resigned at the end of October. Violent protests against the ruling elite followed. Diab, an engineer and academic, taking the helm could seriously complicate Lebanon's efforts to secure badly needed Western financial aid, because Hezbollah is under U.S. sanctions and listed as a terrorist group by Washington. The new government will face unprecedented financial issues. Banks are imposing tight capital controls, the Lebanese pound has slumped by a third from its official rate, and companies are slashing jobs and salaries.
That's Francesca Liner reporting. In a speech written by himself and delivered in Parliament by Queen Elizabeth II, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled his plans to end the Brexit deadlock Thursday. Karen Chamas reports.
The resounding success achieved by Johnson's Conservative Party in a recent general election gives them a majority in the House of Commons and all but guarantees Johnson will be able to turn those promises into law. However, with Brexit casting a shadow over the British economy, there's a question mark over how he will pay for it all. One possible solution comes with trade, as the Queen read out.
Thereafter, my ministers will seek a future relationship with the European Union based on a free trade agreement that benefits the whole of the United Kingdom. They will also begin trade negotiations with other leading global economies.
Karen Chamas, London.
For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.